Rory, well done. They were two doughty opponents that you've sort of dispatched in the last 2 days. Anders Hansen, always a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, he definitely didn't have his best stuff with him today, and to be honest, neither did I. But I was able to come through and played some good shots and chipped in on 14, which is pretty fortunate, and then two great up and downs in 15, 16 to close the game out. So even though I haven't played my best, I'm through to the third round, so I'm happy with that.
That's the essence of this tournament, though, isn't it? It's about just dogging out the results.
It is, yeah, exactly. That's and it's good if I can just keep improving day by day. I'll be happy. To play like this and get through. Because I could easily came up against Anders today, and he would have shot 5 or 6 under, and I would have went home. I was able just to hang in there and make enough pars and make a few birdies, and at the end of the day, that was enough.
Are there specific areas that you need to work on for the rest of the tournament, or is it?
To be honest, I missed a few iron shots left, so I'm going to go work on the range a little bit, just try and straighten that out. But I feel like I'm driving the ball very well, so that's a good thing around here. I'm driving the ball long, and for the most part, I'm finding the fairways. So if you can do that, even though the fairways are pretty generous, but still, if you can do that, you can set yourself up for a few opportunities for birdies and wins of holes.
When you make it to the Friday of an event like this, does that really start to get the juices flowing? It's almost like you've got over the hurdle of the prospect of an early finish.
Yeah, definitely. And I set myself a goal this week just to try and make the weekend for a start, and then see what we can do from there. So still got one match to go until I get to the weekend, and hopefully I'm able to get through that tomorrow.
Great stuff. Thanks, Rory.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.